Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of these airwaves here. The number 855-453, that's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
All right, so once again, 855-453. Lots in the news here tonight, and including apparently something happening at a high school that is outraging people. Derek, you're going to tell us about that. But first, Mark, there's international news of note. And that is details on this assassination. Now, this happened while I was in jail, or at least the news came out about it. I'm not sure exactly when it transpired. But this is the guy, this Anwar al-Awlaki?
Al-Awlaki, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not going to claim to be an expert on how to pronounce Middle Eastern-type names, but yes.
He was the guy that they assassinated with, like, the new powers that Obama has to just kill off anybody he wants?
Right. I mean, as if the president didn't have the power to kill off anybody they wanted to anyway, but...
But now they're out in your face about it, right?
Yeah, now they're saying, right. Now they're telling you that they have the right to do the right to do this.
Well, it used to be under the lone wolf provision under Bush. They had... the lone wolf provision in the Patriot Act allowed the president to consider the whole world a battleground where he could pick up anyone and just execute them.
So you're saying nothing's really changed, it's just now they're just a little more vocal about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They see.
Yeah, they'll be blatant about it.
And the disturbing thing here is Anwar al-Awlaki was born in the United States. He's a United States citizen. So there's some confusion about whether or not he renounced his citizenship. But there were 9 people killed in this this raid. Essentially, he went to a little breakfast place out in the desert of Yemen, and you know, the Obama administration sent in a Predator drone with some Hellfire missiles and blew the place to kingdom come. They have the ability to track on a person, but when you drop a 100-pound missile on a place, I mean, try to imagine what a Hellfire missile would do to the local, Peach's breakfast place with, the all-you-can-eat waffles. I mean, it's gonna kill people. It's gonna throw a fork through your eye. I mean, it's crazy stuff. And apparently, this is from the Washington Post. In the days before a CIA drone strike killed Al-Qaeda operative Anwar al-Awlaki last month, his 16-year-old son ran away from the family home in Yemen's capital of Sana'a to try to find him, relatives say. So he's 16-year-old, wants to see his dad. When he, too, was killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday, the al-Awlaki family decided to speak out for the first time since the attacks.
Oh, they got his son, too, now?
To kill a teenager is just unbelievable. Really. They claim he's an Al-Qaeda militant? It's nonsense, says Nasser al-Awlaki, a former Yemeni agriculture minister. I'd like to point out that the Obama administration is supporting the dictator in Yemen for 40 years, the 40-year dictator there. So this is a guy who was in his government. So apparently he's a good guy. He must have good people in his government. This is a good person pointing out that it is absolutely ludicrous that they killed his, his grandson. Who was Anwar al-Awlaki's father and the boy's grandfather, speaking in a phone interview from Sana'a on Monday. They want to justify his killing. That's all they want to do.
Of course.
The teenager, Abdul Rahman al-Awlaki, is a U.S. citizen. U.S. citizen.
Whoa.
That may matter to somebody. It doesn't matter to me. I think all these people are people.
They're human beings.
But a lot of people think that it's more important that somebody is a U.S. citizen. I just want to make it clear. He was born in Denver in 1995, and his 17-year-old Yemeni cousin were also killed in a U.S. military strike that left 9 people dead in southeastern Yemen. Now, a lot of people want to talk about this situation. You know, they're like, what do we do? What do we do? How do we get al-Awlaki? He's a bad man. He helped plan the 9/11 thing. He's bad, 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 bad. I'd like to point out, he's not accused of killing anyone. Maybe he had some level of involvement. We don't know. It'd be nice to put him on trial and find that information out.
What was he accused of?
Involvement in Al-Qaeda. He was the new leader.
Well, yeah, even under the lone wolf provision, all you need to be accused of is conspiring against the U.S. government. It doesn't even specify in what way.
It could be any one of us.
Exactly.
And that's it.
That's how it's written.
The only difference here is that it's now not on U.S. soil, but I'd like you to think about, from a moral standpoint, What would it be like if they decided that, you know, there's all kinds of bad people in the United States that are free and incarcerated or whatever? What if they caught criminals in the United States in the same way they decided to take care of this guy?
Just drop Hellfire missile in a bar where somebody's
hanging
out.
Blow up a breakfast place with your grandma in there. Yeah. I mean,
well, it's getting closer and closer to that. I mean, they aren't afraid of dropping a bomb on an American. So, no. I mean, it's getting closer and closer to being any one of us. It's like,
you know, and it seems to me if they get the information that he's, you know, at a particular place, that they have a certain amount of time to get a Predator drone there. I don't know how much time that is. I don't know what the specifics are. Mm. But you'd think they'd be able to. They have assets on the ground in Yemen. We know they do. They've got, at this point, they've
snipers
got
assets, and things like that,
assets. I don't know. But you'd think the United States military could drive out there, engage the, you know, this
but
guy.
But why take a risk?
Right. That's it.
Why take a risk when you can have some kid?
A bunch of people that don't count.
Why take a risk and actually risk a life when you can have some kid on his little video game joystick controlling a Predator drone that swoops in and drops a bomb? If they shoot down the Predator drone, nobody loses a life, and you know, everybody gets to go to lunch.
There were lives lost. There were 9 of them lost, and this is
nobody
murder.
On the military side. I'm sorry. Thank you for clarifying that.
That's
looking at it from their perspective.
Why not? Is because this is murder. That's why.
Well, I heard you ask months ago on this show, Ian, who would Jesus bomb?
Yeah,
and I thought
that was a
brilliant question, because where is the Christian outrage? Like, where is the religious, any
the
kind
Christians
of religion?
Aren't real Christians. They don't really, and this is one of the books I was reading
I just don't think they're seeing this news. I don't know
how. You can't be a real Christian and support war, period. I mean, that's just it. So, like, right there, they lost me. When they first supported any war, they lost me as claiming to be a real Christian.
I don't know that that's true. Okay? You know, I've looked at this up and down, and I think that the original Christian movement...
Jesus was a pacifist.
Yeah, but is this anything Jesus would do? Like,
Jesus attacked the money changers in the temple.
Jesus tipped over some tables, right?
No, well, I mean, you know, he went after them with a lash. You know, whipped them and that kind of thing. Jesus claimed that he wasn't here to bring peace, but to bring a sword.
Yeah.
Jesus was an advocate of violence. The original Christians were... pacifist. That much is true. The first 300 years of Christians, that much is true. And Christianity didn't really pick up violence as a state thing until about the 9th or 10th century. These things are all true. But there's a lot. The Bible is such a screwed up amalgamation of stuff that you can find
you
whatever you want
in it. I understand what you're saying there. And who knows what the original Hebrew was for.
Who knows?
I come not to bring peace but a sword. And besides that, there was it the sermon where he, you know, basically said turn the other cheek?
Sure, sure.
Right. So, I mean,
there's a
one
lot
of the
more
famous things is a very kind of pacifist message.
Well, it's not being taught by the army chaplains. I can assure you of that.
No, clearly it's not. And it's not being taught by the churches either.
No, but even the most violent Christian I could imagine supporting Jesus flipping over the tables or using a lash, I would never imagine that they would think it's Jesus would approve or push the button that drops a hellfire bomb on innocent people. I can't imagine that they would support that sort of
I think where the split comes is the belief that these people are so different. They're Muslims, after all. They don't get our justice. It doesn't matter if they're American citizens, if they're on some foreign soil. Yeah, they can be second-class American citizens here where we shake them down a little harder when they get on airplanes, as long as they're on this soil. But when they're on foreign soil and they're American citizens, screw them. Now, you can believe if this was... you know, some random 16-year-old from Denver whose name wasn't Aholabad Al-Mazda or whatever it is.
Tommy Smith.
Right. If this was Tommy Smith from Denver instead of whatever this kid's name was here, and I'm terribly sorry, I can't remember it, but
if it was a recognizably American name, people would have a lot more of a problem with it.
This one clearly isn't, but the young Al Wiki here, it's Abdullah Rahman. If that was not his name, people would be much more outraged by this. But because this guy is the son of a bad man, he's not even accused of anything. And we don't even know if Anwar Al Wiki is a bad man, frankly, because he's never had a trial.
So. Right, the government just said so. 1-855-453, that's the toll-free phone number here. You can bring up what you want, comment on this situation, or take control of the airwaves. 855-453-PLUS. On the eve of, or I guess the evening, rather, of another debate, the news is out, and Ron Paul, the blackout is confirmed. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
Political philosopher Niccolo Machiavelli wrote, "It's not the titles that honor men, but the men that honor titles." If you want to make the most of your position and honor whatever title you may possess, then you cannot rely on a title to help you lead others. Leadership isn't a right, it's a privilege, something that must be continually earned. We leaders don't deserve our positions. They've been given to us in trust. If you're a leader, don't take anything for granted. Good organizations are built by servant leaders who work very hard every day to keep the organization moving forward toward its vision, not just for their own sake, but for everyone they lead and serve. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything via the toll-free number, 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark. And
Derek has now added, is that a suit? Is that what you call that?
Yeah, this is a suit.
It's a suit jacket.
He is a snazzy looking man. You can see him over on the cam over at cam.freetalklive.com.
I'm doing it for you.
And you can also chat as well with other listeners of the program. The chat room is built into the same page. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free.
The time to stand up for freedom is now. The media won't help us. The establishment won't help us. They wish to black us out. Well, let them black this out. On October the 19th, tens of thousands of Americans will be donating to Ron Paul's presidential campaign. Visit blackthisout.com to join them in the fight for liberty and freedom. It's blackthisout.com. I will be joining in. I guess it's tomorrow that we are all doing this, donating some money. Whatever, you know, whatever's good for you, I think is going to show people, because it's not only the amount of the total day, which is important, but the amount of donators is extraordinarily important as well.
Well, right, and also in the news here, the confirmation, according to the Pew Politics, I think is what it is, Pew Research Center Project for Excellence in Journalism, has shown that Ron Paul has received the least overall coverage of any political candidate. From May 2nd to October 9th, Paul appeared as the primary newsmaker in only 2% of all election stories. So
2%?
Yeah, the blackthisout.com is something designed to change.
So I wonder about this. Is it intended to be, are they intentionally blacking out Ron Paul, or is it that they're trying to appear relevant?
I think it's the former. I mean, no, Ron Paul is relevant.
Well, how much Rick Perry news could people really be reading? If
apparently 17% of all election stories involve Perry. He was the most reported.
He was a front runner for a while there. Paul hasn't actually been a front runner. He's in plenty of the straw polls. I mean, I guess that's not even a fair thing to say. You know, whenever he wins a straw poll, they just ignore it.
Maybe it's this bubble I live in, but I hear tons of news about Ron Paul. And if that's any indication about the amount of... Yeah, but if that's any indication about the news that's out there about Rick Perry, my God, how much can people read about this guy?
Let's go to Jay, listening in Los Angeles. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, Free Ian Freeman Day 93.
Yeah, actually, I'm out. Here I am. And it's not quite day 93 anyway.
Oh, well, I just wanted to apologize to Mark for giving him a hard time while you were locked up.
Did someone give you a hard time?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm a talk show host. Sometimes people give me a hard time.
What did you think was worth apologizing about?
Oh, you know, he got a lot of troll phone calls.
Oh, right. There were some troll phone calls, and this guy's voice does kind of sound like that. Yeah,
I see. So, was there anything epic, or were they kind of just all fails?
Yeah, they were kind of fails.
Hey, one of them was epic because
what was it?
I got Stephanie to call in the show.
Oh, you that's true. You did.
Yeah, I have no idea.
This garnered a response from Stephanie.
Yeah, please give the recap here, if you could. If you can hold it together.
Well, I called and gave a completely sexist phone call, and basically just mocking her, and she called in and responded to it.
So you successfully trolled Stephanie. Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate hearing from you.
Stephanie is kind of easy to control to troll on the sexist thing. I mean, she
goes off.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
that's
she
should. Damn it.
There's an argument to be had for this being a paternalistic society, no doubt. I think that there's an argument to be had for it to be being a maternalistic society too, and I think that there's claims that there's power on both sides of the scenario. Focusing on one tends to make one myopic to the other.
Let's go to Dustin, listening in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
I guess I just want to correct you. His name is Anwar Awlaki.
Awlaki?
Like say the word lock, like you're going to lock something.
Uh-huh. Awlaki.
Awlaki.
Yeah,
I'll take your word for it.
Oh.
Have you actually seen the word?
Thank you for that correction.
You guys know, but maybe some people don't. The Fifth Amendment, you know, no person, it talks about no person, you know, the Bill of Rights are negative laws. It applies to people, or no, it applies to government. So it doesn't matter if he, you know, expatriated or renounced his citizenship at all. Like, that's a completely irrelevant point. like people who bring
well,
it
the,
up.
The
like,
Constitution
oh,
and the rights that are enumerated there are supposed to apply to all human beings.
Yeah,
exactly.
But,
yeah, exactly.
You know that American citizens don't give a flip about that. They believe the Constitution. A lot of them, a lot of Americans don't believe that the Constitution applies to anything but Americans. And I agree with you. It shouldn't. But do you see how that makes war? In fact, even the just war, this ethereal just war that might exist in some point in the future, because it certainly hasn't existed in the past, that you see how it makes war impossible?
Yeah, it makes it unconstitutional, right?
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Dustin, anything else you want to share?
And Mark also said that if, a Lockheed had a more American name, maybe more people would be outraged. I guess this is sort of true, but not really. If you look at the way Bradley Manning's been treated, definitely pretty terrible, and not enough people have been concerned about that.
Good and point. And wasn't there that other guy, that Jonathan Lynn or something?
Well,
okay. So the claim I was making was for Al-Laki's son, his name was, the son. And if he was just some kid from Denver, because this kid's essentially innocent. His two crimes are having an Arab name and being the son of this guy that is accused of these things. And if he was neither of those, then people would be outraged.
Maybe. I don't know, Mark. I mean, people, it seems hard to get that people, it seems difficult for people to get outraged over people dying in far-off places.
Yeah, maybe.
Even if they do have, blonde hair and blue eyes or whatever. Let's go, thanks, Dustin, for the call tonight. 1-855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI.
People would at least look at that story differently.
I think that's true. But what was the guy's name that was the American?
Lind.
Was it Jonathan Lind?
Yeah, it was Jim Lind.
But had he done something that the government claimed was...
He's essentially... the claim is that he was firing on Americans. He was fighting on the other side.
Right. He was the spoiled rich kid that moved over to the Middle East to join the supposed jihad.
Okay.
And this was a story from early on in this so-called war on terror. And people, were happy to throw him to the wolves. But I see what you're saying. It's the son of, so that's the difference you're pointing out.
Yeah.
Right. And this kid hadn't done anything.
There was no allegation that he'd done anything.
Right.
And when you're a son, when you're a teenager, in a lot of cases, you're usually against what your parents are doing. So for all that anybody knows, this kid was, a good guy.
He hadn't spent much time with his father at all. He was going to find his father to hang out with him for a little while and find out who he was and be with his dad.
Oh,
so maybe he wanted to talk him down from being a terrorist.
We don't know what he wanted. But
we'll never find out.
I know that he and seven other people were innocent of any wrongdoing by the United States government.
At the wrong time.
And they just blew them into gooey red chunks because, they're near a bad guy.
1-855-453, that's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features there. The mobile site is available to you. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to our live streams and podcasts right there for free over at m.freetalklive.com. And Mark, tell me about the Bitcoin, which, by the way, is more affordable now than it's been in a long time.
I know. I'm thinking about spending some money to get some more. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know that at some point a new currency will take over. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins are a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and they're basically cash for the internet. You can find out more at weusecoins.org. Your dollars, they're going down. Weusecoins.org.
All right, so the number again, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Heath listening in Nashville. Heath, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Heath?
Hey, I just have a quick question for you guys about the Ron Paul and the blackout study. Now that it's absolutely provable that he gets the least media coverage out of anybody, and they absolutely ignore him, don't you think that will actually kind of serve as positive advertisement for him and possibly help him among anybody who has any kind of intelligent political understanding?
I think you're right about that.
In what newspaper or magazine?
What do you mean?
In what newspaper or magazine will that make a good story? If he's not getting the coverage, then he's just not getting the coverage. Is that really going to look so good?
Well, no, I think
is that going to help his cause?
Well, no, I think what he's saying is that to anybody that becomes aware of Ron Paul, that the fact that he's been shut out in such a harsh fashion would earn him brownie points, essentially.
Okay, I definitely agree with that.
Educated and intelligent, is that what the claim is?
Yeah, For example, that study was put on the Drudge Report, and Drudge Report is huge, and I feel like the Drudge Report kind of has a skeptical sense towards the government a lot of the time, and even the media, too. Like, he will talk about the blackout, and I just feel like if it gets that kind of publicity, and people will constantly complain about Fox News, they hate Fox News, or if anybody who actually understands how politics works, you'll understand that the media absolutely, you know, will filter and control and push their, you know, push their agenda. So I feel like if they realize that they are ignoring him, they will think, wow, he must actually have something that I like. Does that make sense?
Possibility.
That I suppose
exciting.
It could be if people you know, step down and ask themselves those questions. I'm just really skeptical of this is the problem I have with voting is that I don't think that the average person is informed about most of the things they're voting on. I think that
true.
40% of the population
there.
Will, most Americans don't know who their representative is or can't name one of their two senators. And it shows just how out of touch they are. But we ask them to go to the polls to vote every, you know, 2 or 3 years or 4 years or whatever it is, depending on what they're voting for. 40% of them are going to vote for a Democrat, whether it's Stalin or what. 40 of them are going to vote for a Republican, whether it's Hitler or not. Mm-hmm. And the 20% in the middle, some of them are completely ill-informed, and they're picking based on who's prettier or, you know, what happened in the last 2 years. Can I, you know, I don't think that this particular economic crisis should be laid completely at Obama's door. I think that, you know,
it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, people, indeed. And people knew what Obama was pitching. And it's not, you know, these same uneducated rubes are the ones who are going to decide.
Oh, I lost him.
I think the gentleman has hung up. Are going to decide who is going to be the next president. I don't know. I mean, I think that it really matters.
What
the
matters?
The media presence really matters.
Oh, sure. Speaking of the media presence, making the outcome of the election, don't forget how many people vote on the issues that have been determined by the media.
This is true. And it's nice to see Ron Paul bringing some issues up that otherwise would never have been touched. I mean, there are certainly issues that are in the discussion today that wouldn't be there had Ron Paul not been pushing them back in 2008.
Yeah, the number of times he talks about war, for example, that isn't brought up by the other candidate.
Or the Federal Reserve. But
right.
It is now.
It forces them to respond to those issues as well. Yeah. So I like seeing that he's a participant who influences the topics that people are choosing.
I think Heath was just trying to look on the bright side. That's all. I mean, I think everybody would agree that if Paul had more media, that'd be great.
Oh, yes.
But he was trying to look on the bright side of him not.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, you know, great, look on the bright side. I just, you know, for one thing, this blackthisout.com is about getting him more media attention. And if I've got to send in whatever I'm going to send in, and I haven't, you know, had that discussion entirely with my wife yet, but it's going to be as much as I can.
Yeah, I plan on sending in probably a couple hundred at least.
That's a good thing. I hope that I can match that. But you know, if I can buy him some attention by doing that, I'm willing to do that.
I don't know. I think Ron Paul is a great person to attach yourself to if you're an independent media person. So if you're looking to get more attention and you know the major media is not covering this, then he's someone you definitely want to cover.
Well,
so,
haven't we been trying to do that, Mark? I mean, are they still ignoring Free Talk Live?
I don't know, man. Maybe they're mad at you for dissing on Rand. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, he deserves it.
I can't get a call.
Crap,
I cannot. Well, I'm only speculating. Yeah. I haven't the foggiest clue. I can't get a call back from the campaign. Maybe they're too big time for Free Talk Live and our 100-plus stations now and our two XM channels. I have no idea, dude. I am completely without a clue. I have not. And by the way, we're not talking about one or two phone calls to the same person. I mean, I've made multiple calls to my one contact there, and then I've tried multiple other avenues, including the media contact form on their website, using the telephone number for their media contact form on the website, going through separate.
This is one of the frustrating things about political campaigns is how broken they were. I mean, one of the complaints about the Ron Paul campaign last time around was they didn't even spend all the money that they were given, and they could have gotten more advertising for what they had been given by people.
Oh, man.
And they didn't. You know, they rolled it into the Campaign for Liberty instead.
Liberty hasn't been terrible. I mean, it did really some good stuff with that audit the Fed bill. They got it through the House.
Yeah.
And
a long time, they were really not really doing much of anything besides
saying
out.
I think that's a good critique.
few things on their blog.
At first glance, I was against him not spending the full amount on his campaign, but realistically speaking, if he wasn't expecting to win, it might have been part of his strategy to keep the thing going for another couple of years.
Yeah, like, that makes sense. But there were other complaints as well about their publicity and some of the decisions that were made. But
it's
such the nature of politics.
I like the message that he has.
Yeah.
I like the way that now he's not running for the House of Representatives, so he has no obligation to the Republican Party. He could, at some point, if he decides, run independent after this. You know, there's a lot of things about this campaign. This campaign that I like that I didn't like about the last one. I don't know. I can only speculate that his campaign apparatus is broken. I don't know. But, I mean, take a look at the rest of the candidates out there. It's the weakest field of my lifetime. And, he's getting some attention. He's due that attention. It's been flavor of the week after flavor of the week. It was Bachman. Then it was, of course, it's always been Romney. Bachman, then Perry, then Kane. And who's going to be next? It's probably not going to be Huntsman.
I don't even know who these people are.
It very well could be Ron Paul. I mean, it could be.
You mean, next as far as media darling, Ron Paul?
It could be. Kane's gimmicky 999 plan will hold water like a sieve. I mean, it's the dumbest thing out there.
The establishment is so locked into the war machine. They would never support someone like Ron Paul.
I don't know what the establishment is.
Okay, when I say
the powers that be.
Right,
I'm not sure that I know.
I would say that they're involved with war, oil, and media. Those are some clues. And Ron Paul would not be supportive of the establishment.
I think the media is a bunch of lemmings, that they follow what the people, what the other media organizations do. I think that there are dozens
of
people in the media that actually, that you're talking about the producers, the people that you call up, like Ian and I, we actually do our own producing, but we have some sort of other producers that do stuff for us. Those are the people that actually have the control, and if those people believe for whatever reason that their media organization is going to look silly by covering Ron Paul, then they won't cover him. But they wouldn't cover Kane.
But if everyone else is doing it, then they'll jump on the bandwagon. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the number. You can take control of these airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each, or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. You want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
We'll invite you over to the website as well. If you'd like to support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Just go shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links there. You'll see different Amazons for different countries. Enter the one that's appropriate for you, and you can get your shopping done. Right now I'm over there ordering some books, actually during one of the breaks there.
Books?
Yeah.
You're gonna read?
I think I should start reading again. I like this whole reading thing.
I've been doing audiobooks, and I find that a lot easier for me. And there's a lot of free audiobooks on the internet.
I think I would be too distracted.
A lot of holidays are coming up. People could be using that link
to
do some Hanukkah Kwanzaa.
Yeah. So, and of course, Amazon's got way more than books. They've got all kinds of stuff. Just go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping through our links there, and Free Talk Live gets a portion.
You know, Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver also on a pretty regular basis here. Either as a hedge against inflation, barter currency, perhaps an investment. It does seem like it's going to go up some point in the future. That's my belief. We've, of course, teamed up with Midas Resources. They are the sister company to our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network, and the intention is to bring you some really great rates, some of the best rates on the internet on hand-picked gold and silver pieces that make it easy for you to comparison shop. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, see the offerings that we have there for you, and support Free Talk Live by buying your gold and silver there. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
And of course, we will take your phone calls here about anything at 855-450-FREE. Other news, we talked about the Ron Paul thing. Of course, he's going to be in a debate tonight. Hopefully, he'll be given more than three questions.
Did you see the debate done by SNL, Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I saw that debate. It was great.
Where Ron Paul gets abducted?
But survives and thrives.
Oh, you gave it away. Well, yeah, it was good stuff.
I just thought it was so very funny. Look up Republican debate, Saturday Night Live.
Ron Paul,
and just watch the whole thing because they do a great job spoofing each one of the candidates.
They've always been good at that.
And the very best Herman Cain.
This was really great. And Kenan Thompson finally had a spotlight to shine in. He's had a tough time filling different roles on SNL, but he's done great with Herman Cain. Lots of laughs coming from those shows.
It was really, really funny.
I also heard there was another good one from Jon Stewart as well, where they
Oh, was there?
They did something about Ron Paul and really made a great point, but I haven't seen that.
Did you see the one where Ron Paul are you talking about the one where Jon Stewart basically pointed out that Ron Paul was even when they absolutely should be mentioning him? There was an article recently that pointed out that I think it was an Iowa poll that came out that Ron Paul won, and they said Bachman out. That was the headline.
They ignored it that Ron Paul won the poll.
Well, yeah, they just don't talk about where he is in the polls. They'll even say first and third without including
Ron Paul.
And people that hold the polls will actually say things like, this doesn't count. You know, people will discount their own polls.
Yeah, it was those internet people.
But if they don't...
Everyone knows that's not real.
If Ron Paul doesn't win, they don't discount it. I mean, if it was any other candidate, I don't care if it was Rick Santorum or if it was Gary Johnson or if it was Newt Gingrich or Michelle Bachmann, any one of the candidates that is not Ron Paul, they would pay attention, but they don't.
Well,
it's phenomenal.
It's nice to see some of the media darlings like Jon Stewart, you know, giving a tip of the hat. At least if he can't do a full story on him, or if the network won't let him,
on, or was he on?
He's been on. Have they had him on yet?
This campaign though,
I believe so.
I don't know. Don't follow Daily Stewart that closely.
Yeah, me neither. 1-855-450-FREE. But a lot of people do, so that's why it's important to know these things.
I watch it when I have the opportunity to watch it, but if I TiVo it, it just piles up, and I never get to see it all.
Right. When I got out of jail, I had the Onion. I started an Onion subscription to have it sent here to the studio, and there were a bunch of Onions stacked up. I was like, there's just no way I'm going to be able to read all this. So I just gave it away. Yeah. It's good stuff, though, man. I used to be an Onion subscriber back in the day, like a decade ago, and it's $100 for a year, but I think, you know, for all the laughs that you get, $2 a week, you know, that's just not too shabby. 1-855-450-FREE. Speaking of polls, here's one for you. Record numbers of Americans now favor legalization of marijuana.
Total legalization?
Yeah, not just medical pot, but full-on legalization. A record 50% of Americans now favor the legalization of marijuana, up from 46% last year. It's the first time in the survey's history that the number of people favoring legalization was higher than those that were opposed.
Finally.
Wow. Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is terrific.
It is. And, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time. And, of course, when you break down some of the demographics, it gets even more interesting. And I'll do that here in a moment. But the support for legalized marijuana use has continued to climb since Gallup began first asking questions about it in 1969. At that time, only 12% of Americans supported legalization, with 84% opposed. So... It's come a long way. Throughout the late 70s and into the 90s, support remained in the mid-20% range, with it passing 30% in 2000. That's just a decade ago. 40% in 2009, and then 2 years later, here we are, 2011, with 50%. Damn, one out of every two Americans.
Well, it's on the climb.
This shows the phenomenon of how ideas spread. They don't spread in this sort of, this 45-degree angle on the chart.
No, it shoots up at a certain point.
It really, you know, once you get a synergy, you get a certain amount of people going for it, then an idea really spreads.
What do they call that? The point of saturation?
Yeah, I think that's what they call that. Mm-hmm. And when you look at human history, look how long it took to get rid of slavery. I mean, just when the abolitionists came up with their ideas in the late 1600s, early 1700s, then, you know, through the mid-1800s to finally get 150 years to get rid of slavery, that took a long time. Now, obviously, communication's faster. People are getting these ideas more quickly.
So if we're lucky, this war on drugs will be over after 100 years then.
I that would be really nice.
The latest poll shows the support for legalized pot is higher in the West at 55%, among liberals at 69%, younger Americans...
Slow down with these numbers. I haven't internalized them all. Start from the top again.
People in the West, 55% support.
Westerners are more likely to support it. Got it.
Liberals, 69%.
Liberals, got it.
Americans that are younger, 62%.
62% Americans.
Whoa.
What are the rest of them thinking?
I mean, the seniors are the ones that are holding this.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about the young people, though. I mean, really, there's almost 40%
of young people
don't think marijuana is a good idea to legalize? Is it public school that warps their little brains
like
this?
I have no idea.
No, it's got to be that line of thinking that if you let something that's illegal become legal, it's going to happen everywhere and ruin all our lives.
I don't know. You know, Derek, I was in Central Square the other day when there, here in Keene, there's a group of folks that hangs out at Central Square. They're called Juggalos. They're fans of the Insane Clown Posse. And they're known for smoking a little bit of cannabis in Central Square. And so we were there for this General Assembly with about 20 people at the General Assembly for the Occupy Keene event.
Got it.
And we were away from where the Juggalos were in the bandstand gazebo thing.
Gotcha.
So at some point it started to rain, and everybody decided to go into the gazebo, where we then had about 30 people in total there. And, of course, it was around 4:20 when this was happening, so the folks that were in there were beginning to smoke up. And one of the organizers from Occupy Keene says, there's some illegal activity going on nearby, and I'm uncomfortable. And so,
oh, dear.
Yeah, so
this is one of the liberals for Occupy Keene.
Somebody who, when you would look at this person, you would think, this person should understand the ending the war on drugs. This person should be on board with your right to own yourself. And maybe she would be, but she was afraid that she was going to get arrested. She
was probably extra afraid because she feels like she's putting herself on the line being part of Occupy Keene.
And right? She verbalized...
Here's an umbrella, lady.
Well, she verbalized that she was afraid she would get arrested. We pointed out that, no, if somebody has pot in your vicinity, you don't get arrested for that.
So to explain this to her?
That was explained, but of course it didn't matter. They were still uncomfortable. One lady said she might lose her job, apparently, just for being around it. And so, I mean, as absurd as all of that sounded, the other organizer says, all right, well, how many people are in favor of, how many people... Do not feel comfortable being around illegal activity.
Ooh.
And so you had this group of people, about 30 people, three raised their hands. So
wow.
That's why I say I can't believe that 40% of younger Americans, because this group was probably 50 and under, that younger Americans would not support this in much larger numbers.
Now,
maybe this is some weird phone poll thing, and it went to some really Christian households or something like that.
But maybe they were also just part of the liberals that you talked about being 69%.
True.
Of the
statistics. That's a good observation.
So, you know, it could just be the background they're coming from is the liberal. It's not that they're just young people having a problem.
I wonder, even if they are smoking marijuana, it doesn't mean that they necessarily, just because they're not uncomfortable about being around illegal activity, doesn't mean that they don't have a problem with legalizing marijuana. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I've heard smokers say, oh no, man, you can't legalize marijuana. I mean, you can't legalize marijuana.
Usually the pot smokers will say something like, well, you can't legalize the hard drugs. Usually they're for legalizing
marijuana.
I've heard
them say they're not for legalizing marijuana because,
incredible.
Man, what about pregnant chicks and driving?
What?
Just, I'm only telling you what I've heard.
1-855-453, the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 2's next. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.